Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has reintroduced public service targets, which were a feature of the John Key-led national government from 2008 to 2016. The move comes at the same time as Stats NZ has scrapped the Living in Aotearoa longitude survey as it tries to make the savings needed for the tax cuts. That survey allowed the government to track the effectiveness of child poverty reduction and other policy targets. Mr. Luxon says the 9 new targets will be overseen by a Cabinet Strategy Committee with quarterly updates in each area.
I'm chairing the Strategy Committee of Cabinet. That's where we discuss the quarterly work plans, but also the progress against the goals and the targets. We'll be able to actually bring the CEs and the ministers in to jointly discuss what are some of the root causes of whether why we're not making sufficient progress or fast enough progress along the way. But these are markers and targets set out to the end of December 2030.
The Prime Minister wants 50,000 fewer people on JobSeeker support benefits and a 75% reduction of households in emergency housing. At the end of March, there were 108,000 people on work-ready JobSeeker support and another 80,000 receiving the benefit because of a health condition or disability. In crime, the government wants to reduce the total number of children and young people with serious and persistent offending behaviour by 15% and have 20,000 fewer victims of assault, robbery or sexual assault. In health, 95% of patients should be admitted, discharged or transferred from an emergency department within 6 hours, and the wait for elective treatment should be no longer than 4 months for 95% of patients. Targets for education include 80% of students being in class for more than 90% of the term, and more students should meet expected curriculum levels, 80% of Year 8 students at or above the expected curriculum level for their age in reading, writing and maths by December 2030. Mr. Luxon says New Zealand is on track to meet its 2050 net zero climate change targets, with total net emissions of no more than 290 megatons from 2022 to 2025 and 305 megatons from 2026 to 2030. A Māori charter school principal says she's keen to try another round of the publicly funded private schools. Associate Education Minister David Seymour has appointed an establishment board to get charter schools running again by early 2025, in line with the ACT National Coalition Agreement. This time around, there will be an option for state schools to opt into the new model. Raewyn Tipene opened Whangarei-based Te Kapuhu Whetū in 2014 as part of the original charter school initiative, and then took the option to turn it into a special character school when Labour scrapped the policy. She says one result of the switch was that NCEA and university entrance results went backwards from being among the top in Te Tai Tokerau.
The pressure goes off. The expectation of staff isn't as high as it is under charter school. If the policy is similar to what we've had in the past, we would think very seriously about shifting back.
Raewyn Tipene. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!